Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pivotal year 3 of the Billy Napier era awaits this fall. These are 3 big questions the Florida Gators need to answer this spring. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And, of course, check out our website to stay up to date with the latest from us, secunfiltered.com. The pressure is on in Gainesville for Billy Napier and the Florida Gators as they enter what might be the toughest schedule in college football history. These next couple weeks, the next month or so of spring practice is pivotal for Billy Napier's Gators team. And again, these are 3 questions that Florida needs to get answered before they embark and break for the summer. My first question for Florida is this: who emerges as a playmaker outside of Eugene Wilson, right? You lose Ricky Pearsall at the wide receiver position. you lose Trevor Etienne at running back. Graham Mertz was one of the biggest surprises of the SEC a season ago, and I would expect him yet again to be the leader of that Florida football team and have a fantastic season. But when things were going south, it wasn't a Graham Mertz problem. It was the offensive line, and it was other guys outside of Pearsall, outside of Eugene Wilson, not having enough playmakers at the disposal, right? It was a very up and down, inconsistent year, right? Florida had that one big game at Williams-Brice Stadium, that one big game against the Gamecocks in which they had 40-plus points in that offensive explosion. But really, guys, outside of that, there was not a lot of consistency, especially when Florida took on the top-notch defenses of the SEC. So you know you have Eugene Wilson, and you're retooling that offensive line. You've got Montrell Johnson back at running back. You've got Boardingham, the tight end, who I really like. I love his upside. Love what he did. Limited action last year, but wasn't a consistent week-in, week-out guy. That's what Florida has to find. They've got to find, hey, when it's third down and long, when it's late in the ball game, we need a first down, we need a score, we need a big play. Who's the guy we're turning to? You know you've got Eugene Wilson, but in this league, you know you got to have more than just one of those guys. So who steps up? Who emerges as a playmaker outside of Eugene Wilson? Going to be very, very important for Florida over the next 3 to 4 weeks leading up to their spring game to start to find out who that guy is. My second big question for Florida is this. DJ Lagway, one of the most talked about players, not just on Florida's roster, but in college football, most talked about freshman to step foot on the field for any respective team across college football. What role will DJ Lagway play in the 2024 season? Guys, again, Graham Mertz is QB1. Let's go ahead and get that out there. I don't think there's some sort of quarterback battle from the standpoint of DJ Lagway could overtake Graham Mertz or what have you. But to think this kid is not going to see the field at all, or to think that he shouldn't see the field, I think is also a mistake, because you look at the skill set, guys. We've seen some early film come in. I understand it wasn't like live reps or playing in a game or even a scrimmage, right? It was just him 7-on-7, taking a drop back, throwing the football against air, what have you. But DJ Lagway, with his skill set, with his athleticism, with his arm strength, I think he's definitely a guy you could bring in there and be a type of change of pace guy, or be a guy that spells Graham Mertz every now and then. You get the answers to those questions now. You get the answers to those questions during spring ball, during fall camp, what have you. And I'm just really curious. Again, Graham Mertz is QB1. There's no doubt. Graham Mertz is your guy. He should be your guy. He is your starting quarterback. He is your leader. He's the one taking you into the 2024 college football season.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But a guy as talented as DJ Lagway is, I just don't think, especially guys, hey, you got a really, really tough schedule, and this is a huge year for Billy Napier. You need to exhaust all options when it comes to how you're going to win football games, right? Exhaust all options. DJ Lagway can help you win football games, not next year, not 2 years from now, but right now. And I think there will be opportunities to get him out there, to show off his skill set, to show defense is something different, right? They're going to have no film on this kid. I think you'll be able to surprise some people. So, again, what kind of role will DJ Lagway play? Going to be big the next couple weeks. Obviously, again, he gets his feet wet in the college game, adjust to the speed of the game, but the kid has all the talent in the world and a fantastic skill set. I'm excited to see how his role evolves and how Billy Napier and company will use him in the 2024 season. Guys, before we get to our third and final question, guys, I want to tell you about our friends really quickly over at MyBookie, because the segment today is brought to you by our friends at MyBookie. Guys, if you're still on the hunt for a sportsbook to call home, bet the nonstop action of March Madness with our friends over at MyBookie. Enter bracket contests for a chance to take home prizes of up to $25,000 or pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, and odds boost. Whatever your style, guys, MyBookie makes it easy to play your way and get paid. Oh, by the way, guys, the SEC tournament's taking place right now. We got March Madness starting next week. Do not miss out on the action with our friends at MyBookie. Guys, sign up now at MyBookie.ag. Take advantage of their generous welcome offer to score a massive first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Guys, all you have to do is claim promo code SECU. So again, mybookie.ag, promo code SECU. You get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000. But the fun doesn't stop there, guys. Get up to the minute odds, free bets, and expert predictions to help you decide who to put your money on. The best part about MyBookie, guys, you can bet on anything, anytime, and from anywhere. So use promo code SECU over at mybookie.ag to secure your limited time welcome bonus today. Now, back to it, guys, for the Florida Gators. The third and final big question that Florida needs to get answered this spring is this: can the Gators defense take their first step to significant improvement in the 2024 season? Significant improvement in the 2024 season. Because, guys, you look at last year, Austin Armstrong's first season, and I understand that Florida actually did show some signs of improvement from what they were in 2022, which, guys, it felt like the bar was in hell, right? Florida was no good in 2022. Austin Armstrong takes over, right? We all remember last year's spring game in which Billy Napier, I think, maybe wanted to get the defense some confidence or make a point. I doubt they're going to be doing that again because of the fallout from that and Lane Kiffin trolling you and what have you. So, but you look at the numbers last year. Florida did improve. They improved in points per game allowed. They improved in other statistics. But here's the thing, guys. You got to keep this in mind. While they did improve, Florida was still at the bottom of the SEC when it comes to numbers. They were still at the very bottom, right? Number 9 in passing defense, number 11 in scoring and total defense, number 12 in rushing defense. Also, here's something else, guys, that Florida's got to get figured out in this spring. And again, you know, I don't want to say this is luck, right? Getting turnovers is not luck. You're coached to do it. It's a culture thing. You preach it day after day after day. But some of it is right place, right time. But whatever it is, Florida's got to find that formula, right? Because again, you look at their schedule, they're going to need their defense to come up big early and often throughout the 2024 season. Guys, Florida in 2022 was number 1 in the conference in forcing turnovers. The Gators last year, they forced 1.2 fewer turnovers per game, ranking them, yep, dead last. The Gators have got to get back to finding a way to getting closer to that top spot versus being at the bottom. You're going to need an opportunistic defense to combat what a really, really tough schedule. And Florida, across the board, especially in Austin Armstrong's second season, you got to take steps this spring to improving and putting a much better product on the field. And again, guys, being more opportunistic and getting the football off of people. So again, guys, my three big questions that the Florida Gators need to answer this spring. Number 1, who emerges as a playmaker outside of Eugene Wilson? Number 2, what role will DJ Lagway play in the 2024 season? And guys, my third and final question, can the Florida Gators defense take their first step to significant improvement?